American motorists appear to grow more dismayed every time they go to a gasoline station. The average price for a gallon of fuel rose nearly 6 cents in the past week alone and is more than 50 cents higher than a year ago. While consumers complain, others are pointing fingers. For Ray Carbone, who heads the New York-based energy trading firm Paramount Options, the issue boils down to three words, supply and demand. He notes that the world is consuming more fossil fuels each day, led by large, rapidly developing countries like China and India, at a time when global oil production is stagnant.
The demand numbers coming out from Asia, although slower than a year or two ago, have certainly put into the fore that the U.S. is not the big, big driver in demand that it used to be, and that seems to be what people are having trouble coming to grips with, I think.
Despite rising oil consumption, the world's largest oil cartel, OPEC, has resisted calls to boost production. But OPEC officials are offering no apologies and scoff at the theory that inadequate supply to meet rising demand lies at the heart of today's elevated oil prices. OPEC Secretary General Abdullah Al-Badri.
It has nothing to do with supply and demand. Other factors affect the price. You know, OPEC will not hesitate to increase the production if we think that's the higher price because of shortage of oil in the market. But we are confident that it is not a shortage of oil. It's something else.
Who is right in this debate, the energy traders or OPEC? They both are, according to Steve Hanke, professor of applied economics at Johns Hopkins University and senior fellow at the Washington-based Cato Institute. Hanke says, without a doubt, current demand for oil exceeds supply.
We really had a surge in demand, and a lot of this occurred as a result of rapid world growth. World growth has been increasing at a fairly high rate in the last 3 or 4 years, and to some extent it's been energy intensive in use because we've had a fairly large increase in the middle class in a lot of these developing countries.
But other factors contribute as well. Hanke says amid uncertainty and volatility in global stock markets, many investors have poured money into commodities such as oil. This trend, combined with investor assumptions that oil prices will remain high, have helped boost prices further, which has in turn fed more investor speculation in the market. Hanke says the weak U.S. dollar does not help matters.
25% of the increase in oil prices is strictly due to the fact that the dollar has gone down by 25%, because oil all over the world is priced in dollars.
Taken together, Hanke says these and other factors have made for a perfect storm that relentlessly drives up oil prices with no end in sight. What can be done about it? Hanke says oil prices would moderate if supply were increased and world demand leveled off or subsided. He says prices would also be lower if oil-producing nations reversed the trend toward state monopoly control of their petroleum sectors, if the U.S. government stopped stockpiling emergency oil for its Strategic Petroleum Reserve program, or if the U.S. dollar were to strengthen. For that last suggestion to become reality, however, U.S. interest rates would likely have to rise, something America's central bank is unlikely to tolerate so long as the U.S. economy remains weak. Ironically, many economists blame America's anemic economic performance in part on higher fuel prices. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.